My neighbor asked the other morning, have you seen my cat? Well, why ask me? You think I ate it? Just because I'm fat.
That was really good,
that
Mike.
Was awesome.
Did you guys like the new version of the theme song?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Mike wouldn't let us hear that until now, so that we would have a genuine reaction.
This time I won't ask about the jingle at the beginning, because I actually heard it. So
yeah, that's true.
That's good.
Yeah.
I have headphones.
I know. Mario has headphones.
Now less imaginary.
We've upgraded.
I know.
It's very important.
Well, the money we're making, right. We could afford some headphones.
Yeah.
We should introduce ourselves first, I guess, in case someone...
Again?
The first time they're listening.
Again.
Just, you know, know our voices.
Every week.
I do not introduce myself.
This is
again.
Mike.
Mario.
Brett.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's not going to help much.
If you lost the first episode, you should go back and...
I wondered if we sound distinct enough from each other for people to really be
Mario
able to tell.
Does. Yeah, I don't Mario know about does. Me and
what?
You, Brett.
I missed that. What did you say?
If people can tell us apart, basically.
If we sound different...
I'm pretty sure my voice is awesome. Yours. And unique, so I don't think nobody
will. Well, everybody told me that last time that I was using my sexy radio voice.
You do.
You kind of do.
But it's not intentional.
Yeah, whatever.
It works.
So last podcast, much more of a success than I expected.
Yeah.
I have to say.
Definitely. Well, you said we were going to be only 7 listeners.
Yeah, I thought 7 people would listen. Instead, it was 174
downloads. And that's 26
awesome.
Online plays.
Yeah.
We reached Italy for sure, because my mom was pretty awesome, because she told me, my thing doesn't work. I was like, what do you mean your download doesn't work? She's like, I only see 3 faces. I don't see nothing. Like, that's all you're supposed to see. She's like, no, I just see your voices, but I don't see faces moving or anything. It's like, it's not a video. You just have to listen to it. She's like, that's boring. I'm like, okay. Thank you.
Nice.
But then she did listen, right?
That she did listen.
Yeah.
And where else, translated. Mario, where else did you say we had been downloaded?
Japan?
Yeah. I'm not sure about that one, though.
Yeah. Okay, I admit it. Sorry, Lani. I thought I said China before, but you live in Japan.
Well, I want to talk about the fact that we're also on iTunes now.
Yeah.
You can search us on iTunes and subscribe. Mario Knows Best. And you can follow us on Google Plus or on Facebook. We have a Facebook page now. And we also are establishing a mailing list. So if you're not going to, you know, watch us on Google Plus or Facebook or subscribe via iTunes, and you want to make sure you get the most recent updates and episodes, make sure you send us an email at marioknowsbest@gmail.com so that we can add you to the mailing list, so that you'll get, and not only for new episodes, but other things. We want to keep the listeners involved if possible.
If I can give un consiglio, un advice for the...
Okay, that's exactly 200 listeners.
Give me some advice.
Huh?
I just did the math. That's 200 people.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Minus 3.
Who's the minus 3?
So it's not exactly 200.
197.
Ah, okay.
If I post it on Consiglio, if I can give advice to the Facebook users, you don't have to like everything we do on the page. You should like the old page.
Right.
Because only if you like the old page, you'll get the updates on the page.
Right, right.
So if you're following us on Facebook, like the page.
I should follow us on faces. Facebook.
Yeah,
instead of stalking people.
I haven't looked
just
at it. No. So Mario always accuses me of following him on Facebook to see what he's
up to. I didn't say follow,
I
said stalk.
Stalking.
Facebook, which is different.
It's a little worse.
With suction cups and... Yeah.
You
not understand how many people say, I don't use Facebook. Oh, no, I don't use Facebook. And then magically you see things you post on Facebook being posted by them somewhere else.
I'm going to prove it to you, though.
You were right, because there was LinkedIn instead of Facebook, so we got that solved.
Yes. So I was thinking maybe we should explain a couple of things.
Sure.
Because like our theme song and the whole "you think I'm fat" thing.
That's true.
Do you want to explain that, Mario? What? Because most people who know us really well know why we say.
Right. There is no reason for me. No reason for me to explain. But a lot of people, my friends, when they're around me, they most of the time insinuate. But they want to be polite, so they don't
in your
say
mind.
I said through, not in my mind.
It's called Italian paranoia.
It's not Italian paranoia.
My grandmother had
it's
it.
It's called American be polite. But it's not, you guys not succeed in that. So basically people tell you like, oh, how you doing? Or like, you know, like for instance, when you ask me about the first jingle that was about the salad,
yeah,
at McDonald's, you know, people are like, oh, did you eat a salad? When you technically ask somebody, did you eat a salad? You're actually insinuating, how come didn't you eat a bull or like a whole cow? Because you fed people, that's all you guys do. So, but you just are being polite. So most of my friends insinuate, and I just call them out all the time, asking them, is that just because I'm fat that you're asking me this? And it's true. Most of the times it is.
So,
but they just laugh at me thinking that laughing will solve things.
I think we need an outsider's perspective now.
Yeah.
Because from the rest of our point of views,
we're just being nice to you.
We say things like, Mario, how was your morning? And you say, what, you assume that I spent the whole morning eating because I'm fat? That's usually how it goes. Something outrageous.
Or like, I do not agree.
Yeah.
Is it high tide at the beach today, Mario? What are you insinuating? I draw the moon towards me because I'm that fat? Things yeah, like that.
That was actually the reason why you asked me that.
That was a real life example. No,
the reason would I be like, I was, you know, you asked me, I was the day at the beach, Mario. Even though you're not, because like, you know that fat people don't go to the beach. So you just say that so that you make me feel bad. We're like, what, just because fat people don't go to the beach?
I want to test one. I want to test a real one. So Mario, I heard that you're riding your bike to work now.
Yeah, is it just because I'm fat?
See?
That's I have to lose weight?
And that's a legitimate question, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it's true.
Okay, so talk about it, for real.
People, I'm biking. I'm riding my bike to work. I started on Friday. I did it again on Monday. Pretty good.
Yeah.
My legs are doing kind of good. I don't think I can have babies anymore because I have other problems somewhere else, but I'll get used to that with times.
Is there a seat on your bike?
Is there a seat on my bike? I just have to buy a pillow, I guess, that goes on top of the seat. But anyways, it's getting better. The first day was bad. The second is doing good.
So
it's 6 miles going, so it's like 12 miles a day.
And I told Mario earlier that I thought that you look like you've lost weight already.
Is it just because I'm that fat that you can already see it?
I knew that was coming.
No. Yeah. I don't think I lost
weight. I think you probably have. You've done it for how many days?
Two days.
No, well, still. That's a long
bike ride. 24 miles. For me, like...
24 miles?
That's a ton.
Oh, yeah. I guess it's 6 miles each way. Yeah.
That's a lot. I guarantee you you've lost at least 2 pounds.
I don't know.
So, one of the things I said I was going to do after last podcast was, you know, maybe we could take a look back at some of the highlights of the last podcast.
I'm scared.
Especially, you know, times where
you should be.
I think we all noticed that sometimes, Mario, you said, you know, two different things that, you know, kind of contradicted themselves.
Oh my God, back to that story.
And
I do not contradict myself.
You don't.
I might do it sometimes, but I do not contradict myself.
That was a perfect example. But I made a little reel of some of the examples from last week.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So,
oh my God.
If it's okay with you.
I've heard this reel.
We'd like to listen to it.
And I think if we sell
it. I'm never updated on these things? I'm always the last person to
hear. Because it's best to hear
things.
Your reaction as it happens.
Oh, whatever.
So, do you want to hear it?
Oh, well, do I have choice?
Okay, here it goes.
A speeding ticket. Then I go actually the day after our vacations. Oh, by the way,
what
I got a speeding ticket on my vacation too. I'm a really good driver though. Let's say this. Never had an accident in my life. I did have a couple of accidents. But none of them was my fault 100%. Except for once, 98%. Which was my fault. Now, you have to know that Chelsea is like 90% Spanish, 1% English. I said 99, right? Yeah, so 1% is English.
That's
plus
good.
It was a couple of Asians too. I'm not familiar with the area, even though I worked in Chelsea for 6 years of my life.
Like Titanic and The Vow.
I do not like those movies.
You don't like Titanic, Mario?
I love Titanic. Even though it was my fault, I admit it. But hey, it's not my fault. Oh my God, Mike. That was the best thing I've heard in my life.
Well, you know.
Oh, my God.
You have yourself to thank for that.
Yeah. I mean, I do not contradict myself. I just keep on talking. And I mean, I didn't lie. It was not a lie. It was just...
It's not a lie if you believe it.
It was just clarifying That's things.
True.
Right? I was clarifying things.
Clarifying things.
Clarifying.
By saying what I said earlier was
What I meant earlier was the opposite. You have to understand that. What I said earlier. Exactly.
No, you have to understand that in an immigrant mind, you usually say the first thing that comes out. And then when your brain starts thinking and, you know, like gets into it, like, wait a second, I said the opposite thing before. But, you know, you just keep on correcting yourself. You just roll with
it. Yeah, so it's the sequence, it's a problem. You said the first thing comes out and then your brain starts thinking.
I know, that's technically a problem.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm still the one that knows the best, so it doesn't matter what.
That's true.
Well, I'm not
later
sure.
In the show, he's going to say, I don't know the best.
Yeah.
I would never say that.
That's one thing he would never say. I hope the title of the show isn't going to your head, Mario.
Yeah.
Are you becoming
people that know me
too proud?
Know that.
That it is?
That it does not.
Okay.
I'm about to punch both of you in the face.
That's a
classic, I would never do it.
That's a classic Mario line.
Prediction
by the way.
Time.
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
We get punched in the face by
so
Mario
if I
by
say
episode.
I would never do it. Blank. That means that probably I.
That you probably will,
right?
Or that you're gonna say you're gonna do it.
We actually did get a request from somebody that you speak more Italian on the show.
Yeah.
Specifically Napoletan. So it might be nice to have a little segment that we could do every time where you know Mario teaches the world something in Napoletan.
Oh, yeah. We can start with number one.
I think that we should start with your number one saying.
My number one saying would be Wabushka.
What Bush Gardens?
Wabushka.
Is that babushka? Is that what you said? Babushka?
I'm not Russian here. I'm Napoletano. Wabushka.
Something you were landlord
with. It's in
wears.
Theme with what we're talking about. Basically means...
You want to get punched in the face?
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Mario says that... Like, pretty much every 5 minutes.
All the time.
And that's why you know it so well.
But wait, the wabushka, it's usually anticipated with satakort.
Be careful.
Be careful.
So, we'll say it real slow for these. So, it's vo.
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 Bushka.
Abushka.
Vo abushka.
That's perfect.
So, that's usually when Mario says, like, right before he says, you call me fat, or something like that. Or maybe
after.
So,
you call me fat,
you say
wabushka?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, you will say first.
I have no idea.
Are you listening?
I can't, kinda.
The first part is Satakort.
Ah.
And then it's followed by Wabushka. So just
Satakort.
Wabushka?
That's good. So okay. Analisi uga consigliere chamela rob. Anyways.
Wow. That was fast.
So we want the listeners to be involved with the show. We want people to feel like they're excited to listen to the next episode and maybe that their input matters. So
we want them to feel that way.
Yeah. So the theme song probably will change, hopefully, again, by the month. And we'll be a surprise. The maybe Mario teaches a Napoletan phrase might be a regular segment.
Yeah, I thought you before I would have guessed something ready, but I guess.
Yeah, that's, you know, now. And then
just show my anger around all the time.
Yeah.
I don't have anger problem, by the way.
Right. And then another segment that we thought might be interesting if anybody...
It's not a contradiction.
Is like an Ask Mario segment or like letters to Mario. I don't know what we want to call it.
In keeping with the Oprah theme.
But, know, you know, where people can... Theme. Since Mario knows best... Can yep. write to Mario with he their does. Questions and
I will solve all your problems.
Yeah,
one social network at a time.
Right.
I know.
So we did get a couple submissions.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
You should tell me those things. At least I get ready. You're
no,
gonna just
tell
throw
you,
me at.
I'll tell you
like
now.
That.
I don't really want
this
you
is
to
the
be
best
ready.
Time for you to know.
Yeah, but I don't know. I might not know the answer.
What are you gonna research it?
You do have the option to monitor the email address. You know, you could see them yourself.
People have serious personal problems. We don't want to just Googling the answer.
All right. So this is the one we got in, Mario, for question for you. It says, it's from Allie. Just give her a first name.
Hi, Allie.
And it says, why do Italians insist on pantofole? Which I'm assuming is slippers, I guess.
Correct.
Okay. So why do Italians insist on slippers?
Like fluffy?
For themselves, but for others. Are there health benefits to wearing slippers? What are the dangers associating with being barefoot outside or inside?
That's a good question, actually. Thank you, Ali, for these questions. Well,
first of all, is there something with Italians and slippers? Because I don't know about this.
You have to have slippers in the house.
Always.
I didn't know
this
either.
It's just like, basically, like...
That's because you have marble floors.
Is it like a Japanese thing?
That's correct.
Thing?
Like, it's freezing in the winter, you know, like... We have tiles.
Because
you got to
have the gaudy tiled floor.
Oh, right. Okay.
And you can all walk with socks because you might, you know, you might be slippery and then you might break your head and die. Mm-hmm. Italian's mother would think that.
Yeah, that happens all
and
the time.
And also you have to think that you know, so slippers are like, you know, at the basic. You come home, you get off your shoes, you put slippers on. And then I have to say one thing. You have to have slippers in the house because slippers. Is it slippers? Yeah.
Slippers. Yes, there you
slippers.
Go. Sleepers. Are people sleeping?
Slippers.
Slippers.
Those things are a weapon for mothers in Italy because they throw them like boomerangs. So they have to have those around. If you don't have slippers in the house, what can they throw?
So it's all just like a conspiracy to perpetuate. There's
nothing else in the Italian ability
trust for mothers to you throw can be miles away and zigzag. They will catch you right on the head. They can throw like miles away with those slippers. Even if you zigzag, you know, like you move silently to the left, they will still hit you right there on the spot. Mothers are like trained.
Wow. So you think that's what it's all about?
I think it's about, yes, it's about cold floors.
Weaponizing.
And weapons.
Yeah.
Now what's the
and then you know like if you get a like fever or things like that, it's because you don't have sleepers on. So basically, okay, so you got the risk. Cold so out of the dangers. you basically caught a cold because of the cold coming out of the floors. You know, so walking feet. Barefoot. Walking barefoot means you're gonna get sick.
Now Italy's pretty temperate though, so it doesn't get that cold.
Wait, it does get cold in the winter.
No, so do you sleep with socks on?
I do not, but I'm in America.
In Italy, would you sleep with socks on or slippers?
I know, that's a good question. I will take off socks while I'm in the bed.
Okay.
I will have my socks in the slippers till I get on bed. Then once I'm in bed, because I'm in the bed, you cannot wear anything that goes into shoes, because otherwise your sheets will get dirty.
Uh-huh. So it seems like a pretty logical thing.
I think, Ellie, I answered your question. I think
you did.
So basically, sleepers, you do not get sick. And if you don't have sleepers, you will get sick, but you will be saved.
You will die.
Well, you know, no, you should have sleepers. Because at least the sleepers eat you. Otherwise, your mother's going to have to find something else to throw at you.
Yeah, like a brick.
Right.
It almost sounds like slippers have a healing power. It's like if you're sick and you put them on.
Otherwise, your mother throw meatballs at you. Yeah, that's
true. I know people that in Italy, when they open the fridge, they put scarves on. Because they're afraid that the cold of the fridge will have them have the cervicale, which I don't know how to say that in English.
No, I have no idea what that is.
That's like the thing that hurts your neck and then you can not move your neck. Stiff neck, I call it.
Oh, stiff neck. Oh,
okay. Right. So when they open a fridge, they're basically going to skiing. So they have to put like a ski suit on and open a fridge.
That must be really time
It is consuming. Interesting that you said that they throw the slippers, because my mom threw a carrot at my brother once.
A carrot? Yeah.
But see, the Italians wouldn't waste the food.
No, are you serious?
On their kid.
You will catch that and eat it while it's flying.
They throw it at him and then yell at him for not catching it in his mouth.
Yeah.
No, I think my mother would throw it at me
and then, say, and then give
be
it back.
Upset because I didn't catch it. So now it's a waste.
And say, give it back.
Yeah.
I just want to know from her if she can tell me what's her experience with sleepers. Why is she worried about that? If it was,
do we know that she's worried?
Well, you know, that was a good question.
But if you want to ask Mario a question, just send us an email at marioknowsbest@gmail.com. And hopefully you'll get an answer from Mario.
What do you mean, hopefully? I always give an answer.
Well, you know, we might not have time for every question on the show.
We will.
That's a large promise.
If we don't, Mario will email them back.
That's true.
Mario personally, who does not monitor the emails,
Facebook,
or Twitter, or Google+, or LinkedIn. There was another request on Google+.
Really?
Yep. From our good old buddy Andres, who said Mario should talk about airport experiences.
That will take a whole episode.
No, I know, but there is one that I thought of though. You have to talk about, maybe I should gesture so I won't give it away. That's what somebody brought into the airport one time to try to get on a plane, and it had to do with, Mario. All right, how do I get it across?
What kinds of strange things have people tried to bring onto a plane?
People try to get a fake grenade.
Oh, a fake grenade. Okay.
Well, no, it was a real one, but it took all the powder out.
Oh, okay.
And then it was like
powder.
And
So in one of my routine questions to a passenger, which is, do you have any baggage today? Their answer was, yes. Like, okay, how many do you have? 3. I was going to my, you know, explaining the charges for the, you know, you have to pay the extra bag. I'll be like, okay, you can put them one at a time on the scale. So the first comes on, okay. The second comes on, okay. The third one was kind of difficult. It was like, I'll go get it. I'll be right back. This guy comes in with a huge, it was not a bag, it was basically the hood of a car. So I was like, what?
What's your
what
plan?
Is that? And the guy was like, oh, it's the hood of my car. I'm bringing it to my place because my father has this kind of car, but we don't have it over there. So I was like, do you have other pieces of the car? Like, where are the wheels? And the guy was like, no, I think I'm just carrying the hood of the car.
You're going to try to carry it on? Does that fit in the overhead
or compartment? Like each family member had one piece of the car?
That would be awesome.
That would be really cool.
And then I thought, what if he has
back
the other
pieces on the plane?
Right. I was like, what if he had other pieces on the car in the baggage?
That was a Johnny Cash song.
We should probably clarify that Mario used to work at the airport.
Yes. I used to be one of those smiley person that...
And how did you like it?
I loved it. You know, you get the chance to be mean with people without letting them know till they get on the plane.
It's a good reason to like anything.
No, we know why Mario loved it. For hours. But let me just say one thing. And, you know, if you smile, you know, people are nice to you. If you're like being rude to people at the check-in, they will always smile to you because by policy, we always have to smile.
Yeah.
But we can change your seat. And once you go on the flight and you find yourself stuck in a middle seat next to the toilet, think twice. Probably it was because you was rude to me.
Wow. So it's like a restaurant with like a waiter or waitress.
Right. They might spit on your dish and you don't know.
Right.
But in my case, you will know, though. Later on, when it's too late, you cannot catch me back because you're on a flight.
That's true.
At least the flight comes back to the gate. That happened a couple of times. But
so maybe we should make that a regular segment, airport stories.
Yeah, I actually have a couple of funny ones.
Or I was thinking there should be a segment called Things Mario Hates.
Yep, which again was almost the name of the podcast.
Right, but we didn't even have to have that as a segment because it just gets discussed by default.
Yeah.
So I don't get discussed by default.
No, things you hate get discussed, not disgusted. Not disgusted.
Okay, never mind. We're cutting this, right?
No.
Things that disgust Mario would also
right,
be
that would also
topic.
Be one.
Such an immigrant.
Things that disgust Mario.
I wonder how I got a job.
Why?
Because I don't understand anything. I'm talking with people all the time on the
phone. That's not true. You speak English very well.
A lot of people that don't understand anything.
By the way,
get
I got
hired.
A job.
We're very happy for you.
I don't think it's going to generate the same amount of stories that the airport did.
I could really have a funny story, though. I called the lady to get her passport information, and the daughter-in-law answered, saying that she was dead.
Ouch.
I was like, I guess I don't need her passport anymore.
Did she already pay for the trip?
She did, actually.
Oh, that stinks. Well, you probably can cancel to the death, right?
I don't know. Those
we
airlines
do, but
are pretty
it was just
tough.
Awkward because I had... You know, I just started this new job, so if I have to leave a voicemail... That was rude.
No,
if I have to leave a voicemail, I have to get ready to what to say. You know, so, like, I hate to leave voicemails, by the way. I hate it.
Things Mario hates.
Yeah.
There you go. Leaving voicemails.
Thank God for the one after, because you can change the options, whatever.
You didn't even know about
that. I didn't
know
that. Mike told me about this. I'm using it all the time. But.
I like leaving voicemails, because it means I didn't have to talk to the person.
Yeah, but... Right. That's true.
See?
Yeah. No. I still hate it, though. Say I'm
it,
not
Mario.
Contradicting
no.
myself.
No.
I still hate it. I still hate it. But it's true. Sometimes you don't have to hear the voice. So you can give bad news without talking to somebody.
Yeah.
But anyways, I had everything ready about getting her passports, you know, blah, blah, blah. Is it going to expire? And when you hear she's dead, I was like, I don't have nothing written down for this. I don't know what to say.
I don't
my
have
brain
a canned
no
response for she died.
Yeah. So we're just like,
it's not my
I'm
script.
Sorry, call back after the funeral.
What?
What?
Yeah, because she was going to the funeral the next day. So I was like, I'm so sorry. Just call us back after the funeral where things are more calm and we can talk about the cancellation thing.
So you said call back when you're done grieving?
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Mario, didn't you have a poem you wanted to read this week?
Oh, yes. I do have a poem. It's about love. Okay, so I have a poem for you guys. This poem comes when, you know, sometimes you just stop yourself, especially with me. Like right now that I'm back into work, I'm coasting a river, so I just, you know, my mind goes. You think about, like, you know,
peace.
I'm 28.
Oh.
I'm going to die alone. The post is about that.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So the name of the post is
but you didn't,
Alone.
You didn't write this?
I did not write this.
Okay, you found it.
We found this.
Some brilliant artist.
The name of this guy is called Deck.
Okay.
I feel you because I'm really...
How is that spelled?
D-A-K.
Dak?
Like Dak. So the name of the poem is Alone.
Okay.
Alone. I am alone. I am very alone. Alone.
Wow.
Alone. So alone. I am alone.
Oh my God.
Die.
Wow.
Die. 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 Dead. Alone. Isn't that awesome?
That was beautiful.
Yeah. That 8-year-old kid with ADD, I think he's a really good writer.
Do not talk bad about Dak.
Why is he so alone, though?
I know.
I don't know. I kind of want to tell him that I'm your friend. I'm here.
I'm on Google Plus.
I'm on Google Plus.
Dak, we're reaching out to you, buddy.
Can we talk about where we might... I think me and Mike kind of discussed maybe a potential location for the next podcast, a special on location podcast. Okay,
I'm
so
forgetting everything.
I don't know what you're talking about, so I don't know what your brain thing is contagious already.
So the football season kicks off pretty soon. And
Brett forgets about friends when football goes on.
No, that's right. And it's the opposite, actually. He wanted us to come over and watch the football game with him.
Exactly.
And then record
the podcast.
I'm totally cool with that.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do. So I think we know that it's going to be like September 9th or 10th, I think.
Yeah. So it won't get released,
okay,
though.
Till
I want to go on record and just predict the score of that game. Okay. And so then,
can you please tell us who's playing?
Okay, so the Patriots are playing at Tennessee against the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
I have no clue what these Tennessees are.
They're a mess.
They're losing.
The Patriots are incredible. So the final score of that game is going to be 42.
Wow.
And I don't need to tell you who that is. And Tennessee is going to have 17.
9.
Okay? So...
I'm hungry. We got to go eat somewhere. Oh, by the way, I received an email from Texas Roadhouse, if you want to go there.
Email list?
Yes, I'm in the email list.
We could go there.
We can go to Texas Roadhouse and listen to this.
Brett doesn't like it there.
Tonight, in Texas Roadhouse, we can meet Sergeant Timothy Chambers.
Wow. What? I've been wanting to meet Sergeant Timothy Chambers for a long time.
Yeah.
Did you say surgeon or sergeant?
Sergeant.
He said surgeon.
We get a 10% off.
Maybe he's an army surgeon.
I'm trying to think of what I would rather
Maybe he's a sergeant and surgeon.
I don't even know the difference between the two words you guys are laughing about.
A sergeant is like someone from the army.
Okay.
Is that what you read?
Yes.
Surgeon is someone who, you know,
performs surgery.
Okay.
We're going to end apparently every episode talking about food, I guess. So it's been a pleasure. Send us your questions for Mario. Send us your comments. Send us if you'd like to be on the show. Any other ideas you have, and have a good night, or day, or morning,
whatever this is.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.